Andrew Kate has written this article in the July 2017 issue of Signs of the Times. It's entitled, Learning to Love Exercise. Your narrator is Dwight Lanehoff. When people say they don't like exercise, what they really mean is they haven't enjoyed the exercises they've tried in the past. You may have gotten sweaty and red-faced or felt embarrassed about doing something that didn't suit you. You may have worked too hard, too early, and gotten sore, or perhaps you simply hated the gym environment. It's likely that most people have had some form of negative experience in exercise. However, the benefits from exercise are numerous and indisputable. If you have health and fitness goals that are important to you, then physical activity can help you achieve them. So, what else is holding you back from moving more? Well, let's examine your attitude. It's been said that your attitude determines your altitude. If you have a positive attitude and can find ways to make your exercise enjoyable, you will much more likely stick to it. Doing what you enjoy doesn't require generating as much motivation. You'll feel enthusiastic and look forward to it rather than making excuses not to do it. Find an activity you are passionate about, and exercise will never seem like a chore. You need to have an open mind when you try new activities or do them in a different way. If you've been inactive for a while, it may take a little time to start enjoying the feeling of movement. So, take small steps and ease into your exercise routine. It takes time to transform yourself from inactive to active, and remember, you don't have to sweat profusely or go through extreme discomfort to derive a benefit. The phrase, no pain, no gain, doesn't apply when you first start a new exercise program. Choose an aerobic activity such as walking, cycling, swimming, or slow jogging as your primary activity. But if you think that doing the same thing every day sounds boring, it may help to try a variety of exercises. This is known as cross-training, where you do a number of different activities on different days. Cross-training may help you maintain your motivation and interest, while also giving you a broader base of fitness. If you focus on a variety of activities that you enjoy, you'll be more likely to incorporate them into your everyday life. It's only natural to want to look good, feel great, and perform at your peak. That's what's so great about exercise. It helps to bring out the best in you. One of the true joys is achieving a personal best. What could be better than a journey where you constantly strive to reach a goal, then reach it, set a higher goal, and reach that? You get more fit and lean by going a little faster or a little longer or lifting a little more weight. It's also a great way to help you focus on the process of exercise, not the results. If you constantly strive to beat your previous personal best, you will lift your sense of self-worth and get more out of exercise, and you'll probably lose body fat in the process. Get a notebook to write down your exercise details. It can be your diary, a loose leaf folder, a scrapbook, or your smartphone. To track your progress, write down your long-term goals, your exercise plan, and your actual exercise throughout the week. Now, when you plan your week, be creative. Include a good balance between your primary fat-burning exercise and more enjoyable activities. Now, another way to add enjoyment to your exercise routine is to use some of the available technology, equipment, and gadgetry. Exercise machines offer convenience and privacy, making it possible to exercise in front of the television and to keep active on a miserable day. Choose machines that mimic the most effective exercises, such as treadmills, elliptical trainers. There are also some great devices to help you monitor your progress, such as heart rate monitors and pedometers. The options are really limited only by your budget. What's more, portable music players or your cell phone will allow you to easily put your entire music collection in one place. You can also listen to educational podcasts to make the time go by quicker. You have to learn to love exercise, and it will take some people longer than others to achieve that. All good things take time. As exercise becomes more of a habit, you'll start to feel better and more energetic. You might even feel bad if you miss a day of exercise. Eventually, you might find yourself wanting to be active on weekends and vacations instead of hanging around doing nothing. One of your friends might even call you a health freak. Can you see yourself as this person? Is it possible to unleash the inner athlete inside you? It's easier when you don't have to force yourself to exercise, when you actually want to do it. Health and fitness can gradually become a passion. Make it yours.